Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The DH, Sam Ewing. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Gossage. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Leonard, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wolford tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayberry moves to third. Otis moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Ewing reaches second base with a double. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Leonard. Ewing moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. Ewing scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stein moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford moves to third. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wolford scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ewing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stein strikes out. 1 out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Dent moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dent scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White is hit by the pitch. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Downing interferes with Potek, who is awarded first base. White moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to third for the out. Potek moves to second. One out. Tom Paquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Potek moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta strikes out. 1 out. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ewing hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Downing. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dent. Mayberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brohmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stein is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Patek steals second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Patek moves to third. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Orta picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orta. Patek scores. Paquette moves to third. Brett moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Garr strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive towards third. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister pinch runs for Jorge Horta. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ewing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch runs for Sam Ewing. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Downing bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Bannister moves to third. Kelly moves to second. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer is walked intentionally. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.